This call is being recorded.
So I want to say hello and welcome to all our friends, old and new. My name is Mary, and I want to thank you for joining us tonight. I thought that we could do a meditation that I found that comes from a Tibetan Tantra master, and it's basically about, it's based on the heart, which is to me this fantastical, magnificent alchemical instrument. So you can go ahead and do this meditation sitting upright comfortably, or you can do it laying down. Either one is fine. But this meditation has two parts, and we'll go for 10 minutes each. And this meditation is a type of Tonglen meditation. If any of you have ever done that before, it's a meditation that is about sending and receiving energy. And it's also about being present for our pain and the pain of others. So I just want to say a few words about it. The human heart is like our most advanced technology. And I think it might be one reason why a lot of, maybe even our cosmic cousins, are so interested in us. And I wanted to say that we'll be utilizing the heart as the alchemical crucible that transforms poison into nectar. And so we are going to use our heart, which is tapped into that great reservoir of love. It is so healing and so transforming. And so I just want to note that you aren't going to be expending any of your own energy or taking on any burdens like in any martyr type sense. But what we're going to be doing is breathing in and witnessing our own suffering and later the suffering of others. And then on the out breath, we're going to breathe out love, compassion, kindness, lightness. And this transformation is automatic. So we're letting our heart be the alchemical transformation process. And it's going to benefit the world, and it's going to benefit you. So the moment you take on any suffering inside you, it's no longer suffering because they fall away and the energy of the heart transforms it into bliss, and then we breathe it out. So if you have any alchemy, go ahead and anoint your heart center. And if you have a Merlin Power Stone or a pyramid, go ahead and make a mental connection between them and you. And you can also place them on your heart or touch them to your heart. Now I want you to close your eyes and sit upright or lay comfortably. And I want you to bring your attention from your head down into your heart. And I want you to begin breathing in through your nose. Whatever you're feeling, whether it's fear or agitation, anger, frustration, resistance, heaviness, confusion, grief, and just accept it with kindness. And on the exhale, go ahead and exhale and breathe out a sense of spaciousness, coolness, lightness of being. So as you breathe in, you may visualize that particular heaviness, that burden or misery or pain or suffering as like a hot, heavy smoke. That can help with the visualization. And as it hits your heart, as it enters your heart, there it's transformed. Breathe out relief, kindness, love, surrender. Just shower this on yourself.